big thing we have to do is to change people's behaviour. And no amount of testing, walk-in testing centres or pop-up or anything else will stop people having parties and get-togethers. And I'm particularly concerned now, coming up to the Easter weekend, that people might be considering going visiting again, especially if the weather improves, having a coffee or something stronger, etc., etc. We don't want to see that. We can't see that. That will not be influenced by testing. What we want to do is try and prevent the infection spreading in the first place. Our biggest push at the moment is to say to people, yes, people have been vaccinated in the nursing homes, and that's had a fantastic effect. Our cases there have really, really decreased. We have vast numbers of staff, healthcare staff, immunised, and we've seen the effect of that, that the number of cases among staff and the outbreaks in the nursing homes, residential sectors and acute hospitals has fallen. But we have also seen that some people think because they're vaccinated, they can walk out the front door, they don't need to social distance, they don't need to wear a mask. And we have to keep doing that because, as I said to you before, Greg, you might be vaccinated and protected and that's fine, but you might still carry, meet someone and pick up the virus. It doesn't do anything to you because you're vaccinated, but then you meet me. Maybe I haven't had the vaccine, or I've had the vaccine and because of my medical condition, the vaccine hasn't taken fully, and then I pick up the infection and I get sick. That's what we have to avoid until we get more people vaccinated.